Hello, 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 and this is Just So Gabalicious. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, and you might as well say that April is gone, right? It's now about to be May. Pretty much half of the year has gone, and what have you done with yourself, right? What have you accomplished? But not only that, I had several goals, and one of my goals I like to speak on, and I have been speaking on since last year, is self-care, right? I've really been focusing on that and really been trying to protect my space and my thoughts and just people that I surround myself with, right? So what can you honestly say what you are willing to do for love? Basically, like love for yourself, love for someone, love for money. Everyone has love for something, whether it makes you happy or sad. It's a forever a passion that you continue to pursue. And, you know, if you haven't heard my voice in quite some time, it is because I allowed myself, you know, to indulge into my own thoughts and not display my feelings, you know, to the world, you know, to hear. Mind you, this is my therapy. But even at times, I still find myself trying to avoid my own therapy because I tend to be an overthinker, as they like to call us, because, you know, you tend to overthink what you're supposed to not overthink. That's me. I am that person. And I have friends who has been busy, who have busy lives, including myself. And time has slipped away from, you know, everyone. But not love. You know, when you're constantly moving and then you stop and try to find a moment to breathe. Whether it's at the end of the day, whether you know, at lunch, whatever it is, and you realize that your mind and your body need some type of affection. Whether it's a hug, you know, a touch, simple touch, a massage even, something to soothe that inner longing that you feel and want, right? Most of us have that, you know, waiting for us at the end of the day, most of us. Others tend to look elsewhere when they feel as though they don't want it from those that is waiting for them. Because of, you know, trouble reasons, whatever, no one wish to communicate about that, or they don't never want to say, be the one to say that they want to separate from that person, even though these thoughts lie within themselves. But the percentage of us that are out there all over seeking it, you know, they want it. They truly want it. And I'm not just talking from where I live, because I have people that I have engaged in conversations, and I have listened to people from different states. You and I believe how many people out here that are actually still wanting that. I have listened to people in their late 30s, their 40s, even their 50s, still wanting that love story that they envision for themselves, right? Or seeing with others. Now, mind you, it may not come out in full display as far as the vision that they have for themselves, but they do want somebody to be swept up into a conversation. They want the dates, they want the passion, even the arguments. They'll take that. They just to be long to someone, right? To have that partnership, to have that desire. When they see that person, to smile when they see that person, the warmth that they feel, you know, people, you know, still like that. Even though those who basically try to run from it and say, they're not feeling it. Inside, they want, whether they don't want it or they want somebody to feel that when they're present, right? And many take, you know, those that are in their lives that look at them in that way for granted, You know, they believe in their own selfish reasons why they deserve whatever they are doing. But they don't rekindle the passion between, you know, their partners. Now, if it's such a burden to you, you know, let it go, right? I know it's easier said than done, but you can let it go. You know, why die inside miserably? You know, why find yourself in the comfort of misery and then try to pull others into it? You know, love is not meant for that. Love is not meant to make you miserable. You can't say that, oh, I love this person, you know, with all my heart and soul, and yet you are miserable. Yeah, that's not how that goes. I am not the expert on love. I don't think anyone is. You know, I think people, you know, they could go and have many degrees behind their names. They could have the experience of it, including myself. But everyone has opinions, including me. And everyone has, you know, their own experiences when it comes down to that. But one thing I do know is that instead of being by yourself and finding what you lost, you still have time to find what you have lost within yourself, right? But instead you risk it, you know, for a temporary feeling, then finding, you know, the love that you really deserve. That's what I do know. I do know that no one is meant to be miserable. I do know that everyone deserves an unconditional love. And I do know that you should try your damnedest to love yourself. Or even in hopes to have shown your children, if you have any, the love that they deserve as well. Matter of fact, have you shown your children, if you have any, love to them? Or have you shown your pets, because some people consider their pets their children, have you shown them love today? Did you tell anyone today that you love them? Did you tell yourself? Did you look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself? Nobody's around. Nobody's not going to basically laugh at you if you tell yourself that. And it is quite okay. But I would like you to tell a family member and or a friend. Let them know that you're thinking of them today. And tell them that you love them today. It doesn't hurt. And hopefully it is reciprocated to you. And it puts a smile on your face. They have so much going on in this world today. So many things that is changing and going to continue to change as we get older. As our children get older and the things that they will have to face. And some things they're going to have to face alone. But one thing I hope that you instilled in them is love. Ask yourself, do you love yourself enough to be happy with the life you have given and made for yourself as of today? Do you? That is all I have to say. Until next time, I wish you, as always, nothing but love, peace, and happiness.